And now I'm going to have a chat with our resident pollster, Frank Luntz. Frankie, thank you for being here, dear man.
By popular demand, and by popular demand, I mean we just wanted to watch it again. We just wanted to check back in on a British institution that has loomed large in our minds. Luke and I talk about whenever we see each other at least once, every time. This has become part of our shared cosmos. It is John Cleese's GB News show, The Dinosaur Hour. You'll recall a few months ago, we did an episode on, I think, the first two episodes. We wanted to check back in on it. There's been a whole season of shows since then. You'll recall that in the first episode we did, we were quite surprised that the show was not as right-wing as we were expecting. It's just sort of reactionary centrist lib in its disposition and politics. And it's so incompetent, so not up to the standard of what even a show on a network like GB News should be. That it was quite charming. Look, Cleese is going to Cleese. I believe there have been some episodes where he's got into the transphobia stuff. We do not endorse that, but we just picked an episode at random. Monday, December 25th, Christmas Day of the Dinosaur Hour. And this episode, all of you should watch it right now. It is such a treat.
It rules. I mean, this show is unbelievable. It's like Will and I, you know, as practitioners of the craft of podcasting, you know, we often say that one of the big problems with how a lot of people approach podcasting is that, you know, there's kind of a cafe atmosphere. Like there's no structure in the conversation, but also there's no like deeper thematic or conceptual structure that like, I don't know, yeah, imposes any discipline on the conversation or whatever. Like maybe there's not really like much chemistry between the interlocutors, whatever.
Or like if you were at a table with your friend in a cafe, if any of us were and you just recorded it, it would be mostly impenetrable and uninteresting to anybody outside that table.
Right, and that's, you know, fine if you're in a cafe or a bar with your friend, because you have a shared set of reference points, and because, you know, like you might be narrating experiences to each other or sharing them that, I don't know, are just of interest because someone's your friend. But what Cleese has done with this show is a radical experiment where it's just like the shittiest podcast you've ever heard, but if the person doing it was like one of the most famous British celebrities and comedians, internationally famous guy, and he's having this conversation with just like random people who either knows because they're fellow celebrities or he's just able to get on the show because he's John Cleese. And then from there, it only just descends further. Cleese himself, like, it's funny, he's somebody who I think you'd agree, well, you know, has a lot of kind of swagger about him. He kind of aspires to be a public intellectual in ways that, you know, other members of Monty Python do not. And yet he seems so kind of unsure of himself in these conversations.